Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Kiddush. This is B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the fourth shiur. And we will continue, Amir Tzeh Hashem, sing Neflos Mitaras Hashem. The Rambam writes in Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yud, that a person is not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush, even Kiddush Shel Yom. The Ravid is Masig B'Toykef, that it's not Kiddush Mamish, because the day was already Miskadesh, the day was already sanctified, B'Knisaso. And if so, there's no Svara that there should be an Isser Ti'ima before Kiddush. And his Hasaga is explained in the words of Rabbeinu David, Psachim Kuvav, the Yinu Kiddush B'Yom is to be Koveya Su'daso Ala Yayin. And therefore, since that's the case, Pashatu, he writes, Shein Lesser Alav Achila B'Peros In other words, since the Kiddush of the day is not a mitzvah la'atzma like Kiddush shel laila that you're mekadei Shabbos, but rather it is just a si'if of Hilchos Su'uda, we want that the Su'uda of Shabbos should be eaten together with wine. So why should it be aser to eat before Kiddush? You're not going to have your meal yet, so there's no Chovas Kiddush for which you should be usher to eat. If there's a Chovas Kiddush, so you don't eat before you're doing your mitzvah. But here there's no mitzvah to do yet. There's no mitzvah to do. You're not planning to eat your meal yet, so you don't have to make Kiddush. So why can't you just eat? Enjoy yourself. However, those who hold that it's usher to eat, we can explain b'shtei drachim. We have the Tosas Rid there, writes, "Umidkar le'lebrorei pri hagafen ki dusha shma mina she'aser litom b'yom haShabbos klum kodem she'aser borei pri hagafen shekafu chachamim borei pri hagafen b'reisha lekavet Shabbos shirakilu koveh sudaso al hayayin." So the Tosas Rid learns that the gedder of kiddush shel yom is lekavet Shabbos, that the suuda should be al hayayin, and for this reason, he writes, it's usher to eat before Kiddush, and that seems to require an explanation. For this very same reason, the Ravid and Rabbeinu David learned the opposite way. They said it's mutter to eat. They said if the whole vort is just you're making Kiddush l'kavod Shabbos, in order that your suuda should be together with wine. But right now you're not having your su'udah yet, so just, you know, eat. What's the problem? You're not chayv yet in Kiddush. And he says, no. Kiddush is for kavod Shabbos. It makes chashivas for the su'udah. So memele, you're not allowed to eat beforehand. So the very reason used by the Ravid and Rabbeinu David to say it's mutter to eat before Kiddush is used by the Tesrit to say it's aser to eat before Kiddush. So, how do we explain this? It was already explained at length. Be'inyan mitzvahs havdala, based on the Magen Avraham and Reish Lamed Hey Sif Katan Hey, that the mitzvah of kiddush and havdala are unique, in that you are now allowed to taste beforehand. Ma'ashein kein other mitzvahs d'oraisa, you're now allowed to eat beforehand. But just to eat a little bit to taste is mutter. Except for the Trumas Hadashin, who says that you're also not allowed to taste before Mikra Megillah. So the Magen Avraham explains, Shekach tiknu osam lios zmana miyad b'knis haShabbos yivitziyasa, that Kiddush and Havdalah were decreed that they should be when Shabbos comes in, when Shabbos goes out, without being involved in any type of eating beforehand. However, we find another reason in Rashi, in the Rashbam and Pesachim Kofei, and that it says that just like Shabbos is Kovas L'maisa, so too if it's Kovas L'kiddush, that Achilas Arai on Shabbos, a temporary eating, a non-Achilas Keva, not a set meal, is considered Keva on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to taste until you make Kiddush, because it's considered Keva. Just like when it comes to eating non-meiser foods, it's considered achilas keva, so you're not allowed to eat non-meiser foods. So too, then you're not eating before kiddush, you're not allowed to eat it because it's considered keva, you're not allowed to eat anything because it's considered keva. If so, it would appear that this reason is shayich during the day, just like it's shayich at night, that any tasting on Shabbos is considered like keva, And it's like eating a meal before Kiddush. And that's what the Rit says, that since Kiddush Shel Yom is L'Kavod HaYom, in order that your Suda should be Nikva L'Yayin, therefore you're not eating anything beforehand, because it's like you're being Koveya Se'udaso Shelo Alayayin. That's the problem. Problem is, what are you being Koveya? On Shabbos used to be Koveya Suda Alayayin, and here you're being Koveya Suda not Alayayin, and anything you eat it to be considered Koveya Suda. So that's shot in the Tosis Rit. Because we don't want you to eat anything, because if you eat anything, it's like being Koveya Suda Shelo Alayayin. And that is a major no-no. However, it would appear that the Rambam has another mahalach in this inyan, and based on which we will see great light. He doesn't hold that Kiddush Hayom is not essentially Kiddush, like Rabbeinu David and other Rishonim hold. But rather, Kiddush Hayom, according to the Rambam, has two aspects. One aspect is Kiddush, that it's fulfilled when you make the bracha of Bari Pri HaGafen, and that's instead of the bracha of Kiddush at night. And then there's also Shtiyas Yayin L'Kavod Shabbos L'Kavod Seudaso Al HaYayin. Yisod HaDavar B'Sugis HaGamar, that it says in the Brayis of Zachar Som Shabbos L'Kacho, that Kiddush Hayom is Misrabe B'Yom Kemo B'Layla, like we saw in the first shir, that we had a limud that there's not only Kiddush at night, but there's also Kiddush during the day. And it's an asmachta, like we said, it's not the araisa. The Gemara says, B'yom ay mevarech, what bracha do you make by day? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Bari Pri HaGafen. So well, the lashon of the shaila is, May mevarech seems to be that it's not a regular Birchas Hananin. We want to know what the bracha made on Kiddush is. One could argue that the Gemara knows that the Birchas Hananin on wine is Bari Pri HaGafen. That's not a Kiddush here. That we learn in the Maseches Brachos. So the Ma'am Mevarech is what's the Birchas HaKiddush? And Rita tells us the Birchas HaKiddush is Bari Pri HaGafen instead of the Birchas HaKiddush at night. Not like the Birchas HaKiddush at night, but rather it's Birchas Bari Pri HaGafen. And also we have in the same pasuk from which we derive Kiddush Hayom, we already derive Kiddush Halayla. So Mamela, it seems that there's also a Din Kiddush here. If the whole vort of Kiddush Hayom is just to have a Suda Alayayin, so then why are you learning it from Zachar Tzema Shabbos Lekacha? That's like a Kiddush Pasuk. So it seems that the Kiddush during the day is really actually Kiddush. And let's look at the Lashon of the Rambam. U'mitzvah levarech alayayin b'yom ha-Shabbos. Kodem sheyisod suda shniya. It's a mitzvah levarech alayayin before you eat the second meal. Which means, he doesn't say mitzvah lishtos. The vort isn't just the drinking. The vort is that you'd have to actually make a bracha. It's like Kiddush. And so is mevor b'divrei ha-shiltis. Asay kos techam rebruche. Bring a kos of wine and make the bracha. Umishtei drink. Mishum kovet Shabbos. Lechalik mitz Shabbos mitz chol shuin yin shir. Sharam shir al ala yayin. So on Shabbos, there's this inyan of Kiddush of shir v'shevach. Adei birchas hayayin. And there's also an inyan of lishtos is hayayin. Lekbo alav sudas. And that's lechovet Shabbos. Lechalik b'midas Shabbos l'midas chol. So you have two inyanim in Kiddush. So this can be explained now. Behekdeim divrei Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnayim in Atar V'Shnayim in Divrei Sofer. Four things were said on Shabbos, two biblical and two rabbinic, and then before Shaydei Neviim. And the Torah it says Zachor V'Shamar, and it was explained by Neviim also. Kavod ve'onek. So the Shnayim in HaTorah Zachor and Shamor, and then Shnayim in Divrei Sofrim that were Misparish Alidei HaNeviim, Kavod ve'onek. So So why was the Rambam ma'amid klalus inyan haShabbos al arba dvarim? There's a lot of things about Shabbos. What do you mean arba dvarim ne'amru b'Shabbos? 80 million things were said about Shabbos. What do you mean arba dvarim ne'amru b'Shabbos? So in the Nemukei Ma'ariyah, he explains based on the Moira. The Moira says in Chelik Beis and Mor Nevuchim, Perek Lamed Aleph, that there are two yesodos in mitzvah Shabbos. One is menucha min hamalacha, and number two is kedusha. V'hein hein mitzvahs shamor. What's shamor? Shamor is your shvisa b'malacha. Shamor is that you're resting from doing malacha. And then there's zachor. Zachor is zachrei ulekacho, kenusa chatfila, mincha shel Shabbos, yom menucha, u'kedusha le'amcha nasata, gevaldik, a day of menucha, shamor, and kedusha kiddush, zachor. Midivrei Sofrim, they expanded these two inyanim of kavod to kavod and oneg. Mitzvah hakavod is a sniff of kiddush and zechira, so it's connected. The zachor and the shamar and the kavod and the oneg. Kavod is a sniff of kiddush and zechira, so they are metaken to be mekadesh and maskir as a Shabbos al hayayin for kavod, and oneg is a sniff in a harchava. It's a branch and an expansion of the menucha. It's not just resting from malacha, but rather shvisa sheyesh bach shivas for kavod, shvisas margoa v'tainug. It is a resting of pleasure. So that's what the Rambam says. Mitzvah Shabbos has two daraisas. Zachor, which is kiddush. Shamor, not doing malacha. And then they have told us in Archavos Midrabbanan, which are Misparish al Yedei Hanevi'im. Zachor and Kavod min Hatzad HaEchad. V'shamor v'oneg me'atzad ha'acher. U'mevur behemshech divrei Rambam. That Seudas Shabbos had a kiyum of kavod Shabbos besides the kiyum of oneg Shabbos. And it would appear that even kiddush that comes before the seuda and for the chashivas of the seuda also has two inyanim. There's a kiyum of zachar yisom shabbos lekacho, but there are kavod alayayin, and Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekacho has more kavod because it's done al hayayin, and then there is the kavod in the seuda of Shabbos because you drank wine before. There's kviya seuda chashuva alav, like we saw before, that it's miyached and meromem kiseudas Shabbos mishar seuda shalchol lo kemidas Shabbos midas hachol. So that's a harchav of Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekacho. And then obviously Seudas Shabbos also has oneg. Goes without saying. Well, memela, we can understand the union of not tasting before kiddush. Since biyom, there's a takan of kiddusha rabbah, In other words, Chovas Bracha al Hayayin, besides the Shtiyas Hayayin, the Kabbalah of Seuda, there's also the Chov of Bracha al Hayayin, of Kiddush, like we saw before in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Levarech. And the Rambam holds there's an Inyan of Kiddush by day as well. In the Lashon of the Gemara, Mai Mevarech. And there's a Kiyum of Zachor. Since Kiddush has inherent value, you are not allowed to drink beforehand, just like at night, because we shtel to the Kiddush of day, but to the Kiddush at night. At night, you're not allowed to eat, taste beforehand. So to Kiddush by day, you're not allowed to taste beforehand. So now we have new light in the Gedder of Kiddusha Rabbah of Shabbos, that the Birchas HaGefen Aleyayin is Kashir V'Shevach Liyom HaShabbos. Like we saw in the Shiltas, Shein Omrim Shir El Aleyayin. So that is the there's a special inyan dafkan Shabbos to have Kiddush, even Kiddush of Yom of the day, Kiddusha Rabbah, and that's like this praise of Shabbos. And it's not stam a birchas hanenin that you make before you get hana, but rather it's like a birchas hamitzvah. And now we can understand the Das HaPoskim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, so to the Beis Yosef, Bedas HaRif, the Rosh, the Tur, Baron the Raman, Reisha and Gimel, that even Kiddush and Shacharis, even though you're a Yotze, you could be Motzi, like Kiddush HaLaila. If it was just Chovas Shtiyas Yayin to be Chovas Uda, so it's a Birchas Hanenin, like Birchas HaPasa on Shabbos. So you have to eat Birchas HaPas, but let's say I already made Hamotzi, am I allowed to make Hamotzi again? I just had a motzi a minute ago. I'm allowed to make a motzi again for someone else. Avadinat. If I'm not eating, I'm not allowed to. I don't need this brach. I'm not allowed to make it, because the ikar chov is the hana. Somebody who has an oneg from tainis isn't chayav to eat. So it's like other birchas hananin, like the achronim say, ayin magen avram, mishne baruch kuf samach zayin chav. But we paskin kiddush hayom also has a tzad kiddush, and it's a chovas bracha. Therefore, even though you're already Yotze, you already had your Kiddush, and you don't need to make another Brichas Hananin, you already made your Brichas Hananin, you could still make it for somebody else, because it also has its side of a mitzvah. It's like a Brichas HaMitzvah. There's a special din of Kiddush by day, so it's not just a mere Brichas Hananin that you wouldn't be allowed to make if you're already Yotze. Okay, sweet friends, we have one more leg in our journey, and in that leg of Mirtzah Hashem, we will see tremendous new light in the Rambam, and I hope that we get to it in Mirtzah Hashem, and we will see even more neflos mitaras Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we've already seen quite a lot, and you know, Kiddush is a huge topic, and we have a lot more to cover, so stay tuned. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim, and we should always remember that sof dover hakol nishma es elokim yira es mitzvos of shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.